If you remember from last week, this graph was shown last week.
我们这个图片是讲到基督徒的将来。
It's talking about the future of Christians.
也就是讲到基督徒离开这个世界之后所要到的地方。
And it's talking about as a Christian leaves this world, where he's going to be.
啊，当一个人出生的时候。
When a person was born.
那么他就就是说他的年岁就一天比一天增加。
He will be adding on age.
然后他到了一个高点。
And it will reach a climax.
那么他就下坡了。
And then he will decline.
然后最后他要面对这个死亡。
To a point where he will face death.
所以当基督徒离开这个世界的时候，圣经告诉我们，他到一个地方叫做现今的天堂。
So as a Christian pass on, he will go to what we call the present heaven.
我们也知道圣经告诉我们，当主耶稣来的时候，基督徒得救的基督徒中都从死里复活过来。
Now we know from the Bible, when Jesus returns, all the Christians who have passed on will resurrect.
圣经在帖撒罗尼迦后前书第四章那边有讲到耶稣再来的时候的那个情景。
And it was recorded in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 of what will happen when Jesus returns.
因为那边圣经讲到耶稣将会带着那些得救的基督徒从天降。
Because the Bible says Jesus will then lead the one who has the Christians who have been resurrected and descend on the earth.
然后他们的身体复活，然后再引领跟主相遇。
And then their body will then resurrect and meet Christ in the air.
那么圣经也告诉我们，当主耶稣再来的时候，也就是大灾难开始的时候。
And so, according to the Bible, at the when Jesus returns, it's the beginning of the tribulation.
所以我们会看到基督徒都被提到天上去。
And we can see that all the Christians have been raptured.
然后在地上有大灾难，过后有千禧年。
And after the tribulation on earth, there will be the millennium.
然后神在这个时期结束的时候，将会预备这个新天新地。
And at the end of the millennium, God will then prepare the new heaven and the new earth.
所以你看到基督徒的将来有两个阶段。
So as you can see in the future of every Christian, there are two stages.
第一个阶段就是这个现今的天堂。
The first stage is the heaven, the present heaven.
然后第二个阶段就是这个新天新地，特别是这个新地。
So the second stage will be the new heaven and new earth, and especially focus on the new earth.
所以你看到基督徒被移到天上去，有一天会回到来这个地上。
So as a Christian goes to the present heaven, he one day will come back to this earth.
但是这个地是新的地。
But this earth that he comes back to will be a new one.
所以也就是今天我要跟你们分享的这个新地。
And it is what I want to share with you, the new earth.
最终的目的地新地。
And that is our final destination, the new earth.
圣经启示录21章第一节到第四节。
In the Bible, Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 4.
你可以把灯打开。打开圣经启示录21章第一节到第四节。
Open the Bible to Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 4.
启示录21章第一节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷有神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。 我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Revelation chapter 21 verses 1 to 4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away.
上个星期我谈到这个现今的天堂。
Last time, I talked about the present heaven.
一个基督徒当他离开世界之后，没有到最终的目的地。
As the Christian passed on, he has not arrived at his final destination.
他先到一个暂时的地方。
He will go first to this temporary place.
这个地方就是现今的天堂。
And this place is the present heaven.
比如说我们坐飞机从 Albuquerque 飞到台湾、香港或者中国大陆。
For example, if we're going to fly from Albuquerque to either Taiwan, Hong Kong, or China,
我们必须要飞去洛杉矶或者旧金山。
We must stop at either Los Angeles or San Francisco.
在那边转机，然后再飞到最终的目的地。
We have to switch plane and then keep on to our final destination.
一个得救的基督徒将来所要去的目的，最终的目的地不是现今的天堂。
So the final destination for a Christian is not the present heaven.
而是另外一个地方。
But it is a different place.
这个地方正神为我们所预备的新天新地。
And the place is what God has prepared for us, which is the new heaven and new earth.
上次我跟大家分享过现今的天堂是怎样的一个地方。
Last time I shared with you what it is like to be in the present heaven.
那么今天我要跟大家来分享到底这个最终的目的地，也就是新地，到底又是什么一个地方。
So today I want to share with you what it is like for our final destination, which is the new earth.
根据圣经，一个得救的基督徒最终的目的是新地。
So according to the Bible, the final destination for Christians is the new earth.
所以刚才我们读那段经文讲到基督徒要到这个新天新地。
So the scripture we just read talk about how a Christian will go to this new earth.
我们这里这段经文里面我们要看的就是那个新地。
So the place where we want to focus on is the new earth.
那么这个新地也就是所有得救的基督徒所要到的最终的目的地。
And this is the final destination for all Christians.
新地到底是一个什么样的地方？
So what is this new earth?
这是今天我们要来探讨的。
So this is something we want to look at today.
知道这个地方，了解这个地方对我们来讲是非常重要。
To know and understand this new earth is very important to us.
因为我们要在那个地方永永远远的居住在那个地方。
Because we are going to live there forever.
我曾经讲过，如果一个人要移民到一个国家的话。
I've heard this before. If you're going to immigrate to another country.
他会不会尽量的去了解那个地方到底是怎么样的一个地方？
You will spend all your time searching for clues about that place.
我想你们可能有这样的经历。
Maybe you have this experience.
因为我们当中很多都是移民过来的，是不是？
Because there are many among us who are immigrants.
你要知道那个地方到底 它的天气是怎么样。
You want to find out what the weather is like.
啊，它的就业机会又怎么样？啊，employment opportunity. 啊啊，如果有孩子的话哦，啊，也要看学期好不好。
And if you have children, you want to check out the school district.
这个新天新地到底是一个什么样的地方？
So what is this new earth going to be like?
那圣经里面有提到一些线索关于这个新天新地，特别是这个新地。
The Bible has given us clues about this new earth.
那圣经里面讲到这个新地好像一座城，也是一个家乡。
The new earth was described asA new city or a country.
比如说希伯来书十一章十六节。
For example, in Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 16.
这里讲到他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。
It says here instead they were longing for a better country.
啊，他们是谁？
Who are they?
他们就是希伯来书十一章讲的所有的信心伟人。
They are referred to as what was mentioned in chapter 11 of Hebrew, all the great foreigners of faith.
啊，这些人都是得救的人。
These are all saved people.
我们这里讲到，就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神。
And so it says, therefore God is to be called their God.
就不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
And God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
我们这节经文说明到，神为得救的基督徒所预备的一个地方是一座城。
So here it mentioned that what God has prepared for the saved one is a city.
所以当你想到城或者城市的时候，你有什么印象？
What comes to your mind when you hear the word city?
在你的印象当中，城市是怎样的一个地方？
So what is a city like?
我们想到城市的时候，我们想到有高楼，或者有各种各样的设备和服务。
So if you think about a city, immediately you would think about high rise and all the facilities.
我们当然城市里面有不同的人做不同的事情。
And of course in the city you have different people doing different kinds of jobs.
啊，比如说有人做买卖。
For example, there are sellers and buyers.
啊，有人在街道上行走。
There are people walking in the street.
啊，可能有人在听音乐。
Maybe somebody is listening to music.
还有做各种各样的事情。
Or at other things.
我们圣经告诉我们，新地好像一座城。
So the Bible says the new earth is like a city.
我们圣经也告诉我们，新地好像一个家乡。
And the new earth is also like a country.
我们想起家乡的时候，我就想到我的家乡。
And as you mentioned country, then I remember my own country.
我的家乡是在马来西亚一个地方叫做和风。
My country is in Malaysia and it's called 和风。
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 讲得好啱，和风。翻成马来文的话是松爱西部。这个是我的家乡。
And that is my country.
可能你的家乡是台北。
Maybe your own city is Taipei.
高雄、北京或者重庆。
Maybe 高雄、maybe Beijing、maybe 重庆。
我们知道家乡有政府、有文化。
We know that in a country there is culture and there is also a government.
那么圣经说神为得救的基督徒预备了一座城。
The Bible says God has prepared a city for his people.
预备了一个家乡。
And he has prepared a country.
跟我们现在所居住的地球有点相似。
And it is similar to the earth we're living in today.
但是很多时候，很多的基督徒对这个最终的目的地啊，觉得这个地方不是一个实际的地方。
But a lot of times, a lot of Christians think that the final destination is not tangible.
而且是一个没有本质的地方。
And it is something of no substance.
啊，我想很多基督徒都认为啊，这个天堂，这个最终的目的地是一个 只是一个属灵的地方。
And I believe that many Christians believe that our final destination, the new earth, is just a spiritual world.
但是圣经却告诉我们，基督徒得救的基督徒有一天将会从死里复活过来。
But the Bible tells us that one day Christians who have passed on will be resurrected.
得到一个不会朽坏的身体。
And will receive an uncorruptible body.
我们圣经告诉我们，这个复活的身体是一个实际而且有本质的身体。
And that our body actually is tangible and it has substance.
啊，不然的话就不是一个身体，是不是？
Otherwise, it cannot be called a body.
为什么圣经讲这个复活的身体是一个身体？
Why did the Bible say this resurrected body is actually a body?
因为这个身体是一个有本质，而且是一个实际的身体。
Because it is a body that is physical, it has substance, and it is tangible.
你想这个复活的身体是否需要一个有本质跟有一个实际的地方吗？
Do you think that this tangible body needs a tangible place?
啊，主耶稣基督复活之后，啊，他在曾经在这个地上行走。
After Jesus resurrected, he actually walked on earth.
同样的，一个复活之后的身体也是一个具体的身体。
And similarly, a resurrected body is a body with substance.
因此，一个具体的身体需要一个具体的地方来居住。
So, a body that is physical and has substance needs a place that is physical and has substance.
所以，圣经讲到这个新地是一个具体的地方。
So, the new earth is a real place.
啊，是一个有形体的地方。
It has substance.
刚才讲过，不少的基督徒啊，认为天堂只是一个属灵的地方。
Just as I mentioned, a lot of Christians think that the heaven is only a spiritual place.
啊，真正的天堂不只是一个属灵的地方，也是一个具体的地方。
And not only is heaven a spiritual place, but it is also a tangible place.
我们主耶稣在约翰福音第14:2-3讲到这些话。
And Jesus told us in John chapter 14 verses 2-3.
他说在我父的家里有许多住处。
He said in my father's house are many rooms.
啊，如果没有的话，我早就告诉你们了。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到那里去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me.
我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
That you also may be where I am.
所以我们看到这两节经文，两个名词就是住处跟家。
And so we look at the scripture and we can see two nouns and it is rooms and place.
住处跟家是一个实际的地方。
So room and place is a very tangible description.
啊，不是一个无形的地方。
It is not something that is not tangible.
啊，就像我们的家这样哦。
It's just like our home here.
啊，今天你回家的时候，你会看到你的家。
When you go home today, you're going to see your home.
如果我们看这个启示录21:22的话。
If you look at Revelation chapter 21 and 22.
啊，这两章经文很详细的。形容到这个新地的那个情景。
These two verses clearly describe the new earth.
啊，这些经文讲到这个新地有山有水。
The scripture describes that there is going to be hills and water.
啊，这个新地圣经讲到有河流。
There is also river.
河边有生命树。
And there is the tree of life next to the river.
然后这些树结出那些果子来。
And the tree will bear fruit.
然后这些经文也讲到这个新地有一座城。
And it also talks about where in this new earth there is a city.
啊，这座城有城墙。
There is walls for the city.
有城门。
There is doors to the city.
有街道。
And there is street in the city.
而且这街道是金金做的。
The streets were made of pure gold.
啊，你们有没有走过这样的街道？
Have you ever walked on a street like that?
啊，金做的街道。
A street made of gold.
这个是新地的街道。
And that is the street in the new earth.
所以当我们想象到这个新地有山有水有河流有树木。
And so as you think about this new earth, there is hill, there is water, there is stream or river, and then there is also trees.
有城墙，有城门，有街道。
There is city wall, there is a gate to the city, and then there is street.
那么当我们想到这些东西的时候，我们有什么印象？
So as you think about all these things, what kind of image do you have?
我们是否想到这些东西是实际的东西，还是那些象征性的东西？
Do you think that these are actually physical things, or are they just symbolic?
那么好了，现在让我们来看创世纪第二章。
So let's look at Genesis chapter 2.
啊，你不用去看，创世纪第二章是讲到这个伊甸园。
You don't have to open your Bible, but Genesis chapter 2 talks about the Garden of Eden.
那么当你读创世纪第二章的时候，你的领受又是怎么样的？
So when you read Genesis chapter 2, what is your feeling like?
因为创世纪第二章讲到伊甸园的情景。
Because Genesis chapter 2 describes the Garden of Eden.
那么伊甸园里面讲到有山有水有树木。
And in the Garden of Eden, there are trees, there are hills, and there are water.
那么当然有两个具体的人，就是亚当跟夏娃。
And of course, there are two physical beings, and it's Adam and Eve.
啊，在伊甸园里面还有金子跟珍珠。
There are also gold and also pearls.
那么你认为这些树木、这些河流，还有这些人，还有这些金子跟珍珠是实际的东西吗？
So do you think that all that was described, the trees, the people, the pearls, the gold, are all symbolic?
哦，一般的人读到创世纪第二章的时候，都认为这些东西是真的。
Most people, as they read Genesis chapter 2, think that these are all real.
啊，是一些有本质的东西。
These are things that is that have substance.
反过来说，当很多人读这个启示录二十一章跟二十二章的时候，
But in opposite, when people read Revelation,
啊，就认为圣经所讲的这些山啊、水啊、树木啊，还有街道啊，不是真的。
What was talked about in Revelation, the hill, the water, the trees, they think it is not real.
而是一些象征性的东西。
They think these are all just symbolic.
那么到底启示录二十一章跟二十二章所讲的这些东西，山水城市，到底是真还是象征性的东西？
So what was mentioned in Revelation chapter 21 and 22, or the water, the hill, the trees, are all these real or are they just symbolic?
那么当然启示录里面有些东西是象征性的。
And of course, some of the things mentioned in Revelation is symbolic.
但是有不少的东西也是字面性的。
But there are many that are actually literal.
Literal 字面性就是城市就是城市。
Literal meaning means if it says that it's a city, then it is a city.
有山有水有树木，啊，这个就是实际的东西。
There is hill, there's water, there is tree. These are all literal.
为什么天堂经常被形容为一个不实际和没有本质的地方？
So why does heaven often be described as a non-tangible and not physical?
现今一般的基督徒把天堂看为是一个没有本质、不实际的地方，是有它的原因的。
There is reason why heaven was looked upon that way.
那么根据教会历史里面
，And according to the church history,
在这个中古时代。之前的基督徒都认为天堂是一个真实的地方。
Before the Middle Ages, all the Christians believed that heaven is a tangible place.
是一个实际的地方。
That it is real.
但是中古时代，也就是十二世纪之后。
But then, when it reaches the Middle Age, which is after the 13th century.
有不少的神学家。
There are a lot of theologians.
啊，这些神学家都是好的神学家。
They are all good theologians.
啊，比如说有些 Peter Abelard, Peter Lombard, 还有 Thomas Aquinas, 啊，这个比较熟悉的一个名字。
For example, all these theologians like Peter Abelard, Peter Lombard, and Thomas Aquinas.
啊，他们兴起一个运动叫做学术运动。
They started a movement and it's called Scholasticism.
啊，他们把天堂看为是一个与人无关的一个地方。
They look at heaven as a place that has nothing to do with people.
啊，冷冰冰的。
It is cold.
啊，不合科学的一个地方。
And it is not scientific.
啊，他们的神学思想一直传到今天。
Their theological idea.Has reached to today.
啊，影响到今天的教会。
And it has also affected the churches of today.
所以今天很多的基督徒都以为天堂只是一个属灵的地方。
And that's why a lot of Christians think that heaven is only a spiritual thing.
但是真正的圣经讲到天堂是一个有本质的一个地方。
But according to the Bible, heaven is a tangible thing and it's physical.
不只是一个属灵的地方。是一个有形体的一个地方。
Not only is it spiritual, but it is also a place of substance.
那么圣经讲到天堂这个经地是一个家乡，是一座城。
So heaven was described in the Bible as a city and a country.
这个经地是一个有本质的地方。
This new earth has substance.
我们也知道。神将会把这个旧的地废弃。
And we know that God will destroy this old earth.
然后他把这个地旧地恢复成一个新天新地。
And then he is going to restore this earth into a new one.
所以在使徒行传三章二十一节这么说。
So in Acts chapter 3 verse 21 it says,
天地留地等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来借着圣先知的口所说的。
He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as He promised long ago through His holy prophets.
这个新地，圣经讲是新的。
The Bible says this earth is going to be a new one.
将会恢复成神起初所创造的。
It will be restored to how God has created in the very beginning.
一切都是好的。
And everything is good.
就好像创世纪里面讲到当神创造这个天地的时候。
Just as when in Genesis when God created the heaven and the earth.
他看他所创造的都是好的。
He saw that everything he had created was good.
神将会把这个旧的地把它更新成一个新地。
And so in the end, God will restore this earth back to its original idea.
就是讲到神将会把这个新的地这个旧的地更新成为一个新的地。
So God will restore this old earth into a new one.
好像这节经文讲到万物复兴。
And it's just like this, Scripture says that everything is to be restored.
也就是说，神将会把他所创造的一切东西把它更新过来。
And that means God will then restore or renew everything that He has created.
这个被罪破坏的世界将会成为一个完美的一个地方。
So this earth that was destroyed by sin.Will then be renewed into a perfect world.
那么圣经讲到这个世界将要废弃。
So the Bible says this earth will be demolished.
但是没有完全的废弃。
But it will not be completely demolished.
神将会复兴这个世界成为一个新的地方。
God will restore this earth into a new one.
就好像他复兴我们这个得救的身体一样。
Just as He will restore our resurrected bodies.
当我们从死里复活过来的时候。
And when we resurrect from the dead.
圣经告诉我们，我们的身体将会改变。
The Bible says our body will change.
成为一个不会朽坏的一个身体。
To become a body that will not corrupt.
我们最终的身体是新的。
Our final body will be a new one.
跟这个身体不一样。
It will be different from what we have today.
所以这个新地也是新的。
So the new earth is going to be new.
跟这个地球不一样。
It will be different from the earth we're in now.
不晓得你们有没有看过一种车，叫做英文叫做 reconditioned car。
I don't know if you've ever seen this kind of car called reconditioned car.
这种车原本是旧车来的。
This kind of car, the original state, it was an old car.
但是经过整修之后，它成为一台新的车。
But then after they have been reconditioned, maybe they turn into a new one.
这种车跟新车不一样。
This reconditioned car is different from a completely new car.
它是从旧车变成新车。
Because it is restored from an old car.
同样的，这个新天新地是从这旧的天地变成新的天地。
And similarly, the new earth will be restored from the old.
然后归回成神起初所创造的。
And it will be restored to the original state.When God first created it.
所以当主耶稣出来传扬天国的福音的时候
So when Jesus was preaching the gospel
他使到那些病人得到医治
He healed the sick
归回原来那种健康
He restored the health
他使那些鬼附的人得到释放
He also cast out the demons from people
得到归回原来那种自由
And he restored their freedom.
他把那个福音传给世人的时候
And as he preached the gospel to people,
直到他们的罪得到赦免
their sins were forgiven.
归回来到神的面前
They restored the relationship with God.
最后当主耶稣基督被钉死在十字架之后
And at the end when Jesus was nailed on the cross,
成就了神的救恩
he completed Salvation.
直到人直到万物都归回原来所创造的
And he caused all who believe to be restored to what God had originally created
所以神将会使这个现今的天地归回到原来那个所创造的
So God will restore this earth back to how he had created it
这个新天新地是一个实际而且有本质的地方
This new heaven and new earth is tangible and it also has substance
那么除此之外圣经也告诉我们这个是一个没有咒诅的一个地方
And besides from all that this new earth is a place without curse
启示录二十二章第三节这么说
In Revelation chapter 22 verse 3 it says
以后再没有咒诅
No longer will there be any curse.
在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him.
不再有咒诅了，因为罪已经不存在。
There will no longer be any curse because there is no longer sin.
你是否知道整本圣经里面有四章的经文没有谈到罪的？
Do you know throughout the Bible there are four chapters in the Bible that did not mention sin?
你们知道哪四章吗
Do you know which four?
很容易记，因为前面的两章，后面的两章。
It's very easy because it's the first two and the last two.
也就是创世纪第一章跟第二章。
So it is Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
还有启示录二十一章跟二十二章。
And Revelation chapter 21 and 22.
这四章经文。都没有谈到罪的事情。
These four chapters have no mention of sin.
创世纪第一章跟第二章没有罪，因为人还没有犯罪。
Genesis chapter 1 and 2 did not mention sin because man has not sinned yet.
启示录二十一章跟二十二章没有罪，因为耶稣已经把这个罪除去了。
In Revelation chapter 21 and 22, there's no mention of sin because Jesus has already wiped out sin.
因为主耶稣所成就的救恩，这个新天新地不再有罪的咒诅。
Because of what Jesus did with salvation, There is no more sin in the new heaven and new earth.
没有咒诅又怎么一回事？
So what is it? What is it like to be without any curse?
咒诅又是怎么一回事？
And what is curse like?
当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，圣经这么讲。
And after Adam and Eve sinned, the Bible said.
又对亚当说：“你既听从妻子的话
，”To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife."
吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子。
And ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat.
地为你的缘故受咒诅。
Cursed is the ground because of you.
你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的。
Through painful toil.You will eat of it all the days of your life.
然后十九节这么说。
And then in verse 19 it says,
你必汗流满面才得糊口。
By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food.
直到你归了土。
Until you return to the ground.
因为你是从土而来的。
Then from it you were taken.
你本是尘土，乃要归于尘土。
For dust you are and to dust.You will return.
这个是罪带来的咒诅。
And this is the curse brought forth by sin.
我们人从今以后必须要劳苦，必须要拼啊，才有的吃。
So from that day on, men must work hard, must sweat by their brow before they can eat.
不只是人受到咒诅。
Not only is man cursed.
而圣经告诉我们，地也受到咒诅。
The Bible tells us the earth was also cursed.
其实整个宇宙都受到咒诅。
Actually, the whole earth was cursed.
我们看到大自然都不完美啊，是因为罪带来的咒诅。
We see the incompleteness of nature.
那么最近我们看到世界各地所发生的地震。
And we saw what has happened recently, all the earthquakes.
这个显明到这个地球。是一个不完美的地方。
And it shows us that the earth it is not a perfect place.
这个是罪带来的咒诅。
And it is the curse brought forth by sin.
所以罗马书第八章第二十节告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 22 it tells us.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹气劳苦，直到如今。
We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time.
但是这个新天新地得救的基督徒最终的目的地不会有咒诅了。
But the final destination for all Christians is without curse.
所以我们看启示录二十一章四节的话，我们就明白。
So we will understand if we read Revelation chapter 21 verse 4.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes.
不再有死亡。
There will be no more death.
也不再有悲哀哭号。
Or mourning or crying.
疼痛，因为以前的事已经过去了。
Or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
人从此以后不用为了这个吃的问题来劳苦。
So from that point on, man will no longer need to worry about food.
你说好不好？
Well, what do you think? Is it good?
你要不要去这样的地方？
Do you want to go to that kind of place?
我想那些不要去人去的地方真的是傻瓜。
So I think you are a fool if you don't want to go there.
我曾经讲过只有两个地方可以去。
I told you there are only two places you can go.
一个就是地狱，一个就是天堂。
One is hell, one is heaven.
天堂是一个美好的地方。
Heaven is a very very good place.
我们基督徒最终的目的地就是新地。
So the final destination for Christians is the new earth.
所以了解这个地方是非常重要的事情。
So to understand this new earth is very important.
我们这个地方不只是一个属灵的地方。
Not only is this place a spiritual place.
也是一个有本质、有形体的一个地方。
It is also a place that is physical and has substance.
我们在那里。没有罪了。
There is no more sin there.
没有咒诅了。
No more curse.
旧的事情已经过去了。
And the old things will be past.
一切都是新的。
And everything is new.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的信息。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you have given us.
我们真的要感谢你，因为你拯救。
We want to thank you because of your salvation.
使到我们能够脱离这个罪的捆绑。
So that we can be free.
也使到我们不必到这个地狱去。
So that we don't have to go to hell.
要我们相信耶稣。
And only if we believe in Jesus.
只要我们把我们的生命投靠于他
Only if we give our life to him
我们就能够到这个新地区
Then we can go to this new earth
求主帮助
Please help us
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus' name
Amen 让我们来回应这种用诗歌来回应今天的
Thank you.